for coming. Appreciate our guests coming to visit with us. The choir's worked really hard, and the people that are putting on the play have also, and I trust that this will be a great blessing to you. We want to start with a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into the program tonight. Lord, we love you, and we thank you so much for your many blessings to us. We thank you for this time together this evening. Thank you for all the hard work and that's been put in by the choir and by those in the production, the play. Lord, I pray that you would use these things in our hearts and our lives to bring honor and glory to you. We thank you for this time of year. Christmas truly is an exciting time. We think about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that you would just help drive that home in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you for this time together. We love you. We pray that you'd be glorified through all this. We ask it in your blessed name. Amen.
Yeah. What is it now, child?
Oh, just now, I saw a father and mother take a little lamb with them to the temple to offer a sacrifice for a firstborn son. I know the law requires that, mother, but it's so sad to think a little lamb will have to die. Oh, today I love every living thing I lay my eyes on.
Well, I can tell that putting up with you for the next 12 months is going to be impossible.
I just can't believe it. I can't get the thoughts of longing and joy off of my mind. We are so. Oh, I just can't even put it into words. You must have felt this way in the olden, when you and Father were engaged.
Oh no, we weren't allowed to express these emotions in the olden days. I'm not exactly ancient, you know.
The joy of being in love and loving someone so much. The expectancy of what your lives will be together. Oh, Mother, it really is a wonderful feeling.
Yes, I remember how it felt. Your father and I were very much like you and Joseph. Young, innocent, and full of life. He was my dream come true. I just couldn't imagine that another man could be as loving, as strong, as handsome, as kind.
What right she was. And now after 25 wonderful years, you're even more convinced.
Even more convinced I'm the only woman with enough patience to put up with you for that long.
Oh, but your life would have been so boring without me. And can you imagine that I'm married to a woman old enough to be a grandmother?
Keep talking, Grandpa. You're not getting any younger.
Rachel, can you believe our daughter's engaged to be married? What happened to the years? My little lamb from Galilee has grown into a beautiful young lady. I still can't believe it. Mary, look into this face. Does this look like the face of a man old enough to be the father of the bride? And what of this Joseph character, anyways? I'm still not so sure about him. Rachel, maybe we should reconsider. After all, it's only been one day.
Yes, it has only been one day, but now it is one day less than a year to go. I can't believe it. I'm going to be a bride, a wife, and one day, even a mother.
My little girl, where have the years gone?
Probably the same place most of your hair went.
Childhood, how they vanished away. How they We were both so love-struck that we hardly knew what to do with ourselves. It was the day after Mary and I became engaged. What a day. I was just a simple carpenter with lots of hopes and dreams. And Mary, well, she was, and still is, the most beautiful girl in all of Galilee. Of all the young men who wanted her hand in marriage, I was the one that she chose. She was so perfect. She was like a lily on a spring morning. Mary, my bride-to-be, how have you been? It's been so long.
Joseph, it's been a whole evening and a morning since we last saw each other. One day.
One day less for us to wait.
Joseph, that's exactly what I said. I can't believe it. I still keep thinking I'm going to wake up and find that it's all a dream.
Me too. Mary, I've never loved anyone as much as I love you.
Oh, Joseph, I love you too. We'll have a wonderful life together.
The best. In fact, I've already decided that in the next 12 months, I'm going to build you a house. The most beautiful house in all of Galilee.
Oh, Joseph, I don't deserve you.
No, I don't deserve you.
Oh, I must go now. I keep telling myself that the time will pass quickly, but it seems so long. Do you think it will pass quickly?
It will seem like moments. Now go and sleep well, and I promise to spend every one of those moments to prepare a wonderful place where you, my love, will dwell with me. Is the girl for me. She's my true love. How can it be? Can't you see that Mary is the girl for me? I found true love. How can it be? I will build a home for her, the best in Galilee. We will live in happiness, in perfect harmony. True love, my love, Mary is the girl for me. She's my true love, how can it be? Can't you see that Mary is the girl for me? I found true love, how can it be? Time will pass so quickly till our wedding day is here. Days will seem like moments as the time is drawing near. True love, my love, Mary is the girl for me. She's my true love, how can it be? Can't you see that Mary is the girl for me? I found true love. Time will pass so quick, you'll see. We will live in harmony. Mary is the girl for me. How can it be? It was so perfect. Our love, our hopes, our dreams. But God had other plans. It all began one night with a message from an angel.
Listen up.
an angelic messenger, come to me. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. Of his kingdom there will be no end. How can this be? Why would he come to me? Oh, what do I tell Father and dear Joseph?
She didn't tell anyone for a time. She kept the things that the angel had told her, and she pondered them in her heart. When I knew she was with child, many things tortured my mind. I had no peace until finally I thought to privately end our marriage plans without telling people why. And then it happened. God sent his angel to me as well in my sleep. He said that what Mary spoke was true. This was a miracle child sent from God. I was so humbled by the dream. Now Mary and I both knew what God had planned for us. We knew that we were both pure, so we knew that this truly had to be a miracle. But we also knew what people would say. We knew they would talk. Who would believe? We knew the rumors would begin, and well, there's very little chance of anyone believing our story. But these were the simple facts. Mary was with child, and there was no earthly father. God himself had placed this baby within Mary's body, and God himself had revealed it all to us. Our son, the newborn Lamb of God, the Christ child, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, this little one, God in the flesh, was to be born into our home. A mighty King, Emmanuel, God with us, the Lamb of God, who had come to take away the sins of the world. Well, the day came when Mary knew she had to tell her parents. We were both terrified of what they might think, but we simply had to trust that God would somehow work it all out. We just didn't anticipate how. There were many tears and many terrors for us all. Days passed, but the burdens grew deeper.
Oh, Mary, how can this be? I know you said what the angels said, but how? The bright hopes you had for a wonderful future. And now a child.
Mother, please, this isn't just any child. I am a child.
Mary, I forbid you to speak.
I can just hear what the villagers will say if we tell them your story. Our little Mary is with child, and she is telling us all that this child is God's son, the Savior.
Mary, please don't put us through this. It is too much to bear.
I tell you the truth. God has placed this child within me and has told me that he will be the Messiah, my Messiah, and your
blasphemy. That is blasphemy against God. How dare you? How dare you betray all that we have blessed you with? You betray our love, you betray our family, and you betray our faith. God, how could you allow this to happen after all the years we've tried to be faithful? And what of yourself, Heli? What kind of father are you?
Mary was crushed by the words of her father that night, and the 6 months to follow wouldn't get any easier for either of us. There really was no resolution. Everywhere Mary went, she faced people who refused to believe. And all we could do was accept it in faith as part of God's plan. 9 months after the angel had first appeared to us, we were required to journey back to Bethlehem. During the time that Mary was due to give birth, Caesar had made a decree that every man should return to his hometown with his family to be counted and taxed. Over the months, Mary's mother actually began to get accustomed to the idea of being a young grandmother, and she actually seemed to anticipate the birth. And though she was afraid to admit it in front of Heli, I even think she began to believe the message of the angel. Heli, on the other hand, well, he was a different story. Even up until the moments before we left, Mary tried to win back her father's heart.
Oh, and Mary, do be sure you stay on the donkey. A woman great with child has no business walking on such a long journey. Oh, and be sure to let Joseph know how you're feeling and what you need. And, oh, please make sure you stay warm. The last thing you need in your condition is to catch a cold and be sure to stop and rest often. No, don't push yourself too hard. A woman in your condition.
Okay, Mother. I will. You're pacing around this house like you're the one expecting a baby. Everything will be fine. It's all in our Heavenly Father's hands.
Yes, I know, Mary. I know.
Excuse me. Mary, we better get going. I'll wait outside.
Oh, Joseph, hold on. Here's just a few more things for the donkey.
Oh.
Here you go. Okay. Make sure you save a spot for Mary.
Okay.
Well, Father, it's time for us to leave.
Ride carefully.
The baby will probably be born while we are gone, and I'm sorry you all won't be there.
Mary?
Yes, Father?
Mary, I know these last 9 months have been hard on you. It's been that way for all of us. We've all had to deal with adjusting when life doesn't do what you expect it to. And I know that at times that I've been cruel, harsh, stubborn, mean at times. You could stop me at any point.
I will, but you're not finished yet.
I just wanted to tell you before you got... what I'm trying to say, Mary, is that even though a lot of things have changed, there are some things that have not. You are still my daughter, and I still love you, and I always will. And this baby, this grandchild, they will be my granddaughter or grandson, and I will love this child and be the best grandfather that I can be.
Thank you, Father. But it will be a son, and this baby will be your grandson. His name will be Jesus.
Mary, must you continue even these last moments with us? I'm trying to tell you that we cannot accept your story. It's been a long 6 months of turmoil, but you and Joseph are married now. You did what was the respectable thing to do. It is now up to us to put the past behind us and move on with our lives. And what of this grandchild? What kind of life is he going to have if his mother is convinced that he's the Messiah? Rachel, tell her that we've tried to understand.
You have tried nothing, Heli. You have thought of only yourself for these past 6 months. You have tried nothing but to save your own reputation amongst the town people and in the temple. Have you ever considered for a moment that her story might be true?
True?
Yes, true. Have you considered the fact that your daughter has never done anything even remotely rebellious? Has it occurred to you that while we have questioned her for 6 months, she has never faltered in her love for us? Has it occurred to you that while the whole town blames her and rejects her, she has not rejected the God that you taught her to love? What of the prophecies, Heli? You know them. Read them for yourself. I only know this. I choose to believe.
True. to believe. My God is in control. His ways are pure and whole. I choose to believe. I choose to
After Mary and I were gone, what we had tried to tell Heli for 6 months, God showed him in a matter of moments. The spotless Lamb of God suddenly appeared in the scriptures as he read the prophet Isaiah.
Can this be? Isaiah writes, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." A virgin, a pure, innocent young girl. Mother, Rachel, come here quickly.
What is it, Heli?
Look at this, the prophecies. Isaiah says it here. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son." A virgin, a son, somebody's grandson. And look over here, he writes again. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Rachel, her story is true. Oh, what a fool I've been. This child, this grandson that God has placed in Mary's womb, this child is God. God with us, God in the flesh. And look where he must be born. The prophet Micah says it over here. "But thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Rachel, don't just stand there. We need a pack. Our grandson, the Savior, is going to be born in Bethlehem. It's taken me a while, Rachel, but I too choose to believe.
To believe.
Suddenly, Heli's whole world fell wonderfully back into place. He realized that this child was the Son of God. And we all finally came to realize the painful truth that this child, this Savior, was born to save us. That he was born to die for us. As Isaiah prophesied, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. The Lamb of God was born to die as a perfect offering for sins, once for all. Our journey to Bethlehem was difficult, and the crowds were unbearable when we arrived. Mary was exhausted, for the baby was soon to be born. After hours of searching for a place for us to stay, all I could find was a stable. Suddenly, it was as though 9 months of ridicule and scorn melted away in the presence of God Almighty. God with us. In the form of a newborn baby, born in a manger. But somehow, it seemed very natural that there were sheep, soft and tender, gently bleating sheep, on the same straw where the Lamb of God took his first breath on earth.
Thank you.
Mary, my gentle girl from Galilee, forgive a foolish man.
Father, may I introduce you to Jesus. In addition to being the Savior, in addition to being your grandson, he is the Savior of all who will place their trust in him.
Oh,
May I hold him? Hello, little one. That is, almighty one. I have been a foolish, stubborn man of little faith. Yet even now, as I hold you in my arms, I know that you are my God. I speak to you now, not as my grandson, but as my personal savior, my heavenly father, the precious Son of God. I know who you are, and here and now, with just you, the creator of the universe, and me, one of your created beings, I bow to acknowledge that you are Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. You are the precious Lamb of God.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
The story of the baby born of a virgin and laid in a manger is not just another Christmas story. It is the Christmas story. It is the account of the creator of the universe coming to earth to live as both man and God. Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God the Son left the glories of heaven to be born of a virgin, humbling himself. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. John chapter 1 and verses 1 through 3, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In verse 14, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was and is the only begotten Son of God. Being conceived by the Holy Ghost and born of a virgin, he did not have the sin nature that the rest of mankind has from Adam. The birth of Jesus Christ truly was miraculous. However, his story does not end with his birth. He was the Lamb of God. John chapter 1 and verse 29, The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And verse 34, And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. At the beginning of the program, Mary referenced a lamb that was being taken to be sacrificed for sins. This was a practice that God had put into place. He had ordained to be a picture of the perfect Lamb of God, the Son of God. Now there is no further need of these blood sacrifices, because the spotless, perfect Lamb of God came and dwelt among man and gave himself to be a sacrifice for all. He lived a perfect, sinless life and then paid the penalty once and for all. Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ died for you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 13, That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Many know this story. Some know it very well and still choose not to believe. How about you? Romans 6:23 says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and are therefore worthy of death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 John chapter 5 and verses 9 through 13, If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. God has given us a record of his Son. He has given us his record. He has provided a way for us to have eternal life. Will you choose to believe? If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, do not leave here tonight without seeking him. Before we dismiss, the choir is going to sing one last song. I challenge you that if you haven't called on Christ as Savior, if you don't know him as your Savior, before you leave here tonight, seek out myself or a pastor or one of the choir members and find out how you can know him as Savior. As the choir now sing, Wise Men Still Seek Him.
every man. There's a hunger that must be satisfied. My journey took me halfway to hopelessness, but now my search is over, for I have found him. Search for the light of hope in Christ, and the darkness gives way to the dawn when wise men still seek
change the searching still continues. The light still shines for all who choose to see. That hope was born to shatter the dark. Is the light for all who will believe. Wise men still seek him. Through the shadow of night they search for the light of hope in Christ, and the darkness gives way to the dawn when wise men still seek him. The we
church and of our choir, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and I hope that it was a blessing to you. And if you have questions about what Brother Richard preached or about the story or the songs that you heard, I'd encourage you to talk to someone from the choir or our pastor that opened the service this evening. We thank you all for being here this evening. Let's bow in prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. Father, thank you so much for the Lamb of God. And Lord, we're so grateful for the opportunity to celebrate you in this season. And I ask that you would help us to recognize you as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Lord, we thank you for the free gift of salvation that you offer to all who will call upon you. We love you and are grateful for all that you do for us. In your name I pray, amen.
You are dismissed.